Thank you for contacting customer support. This is Janessa. May I have your zip code to access your account, please?
Let's see, Janessa, this is David Youngberg calling.
Hello.
And what can I give you?
Your zip code, please, sir.
Oh, zip code is 84014.
84014, and you said your name was David?
David Youngberg.
All right, let's see here. 84014.
Yeah, Centerville, Utah.
All right, and can you verify your address for me, sir?
It's 269 East, 1200 North, Centerville, Utah. And then the zip code 4014.
All right, let's take a look here and see what is here. All right, looks like there was an order for, let's see what this is.
No, I got one order, the initial one.
Yes, sir.
And I didn't know there was a 14-day limit. And then I found out that there was another order being sent for $91 and something. And I got your phone number, but I've been calling it since a week ago without the one in front. So it was just the 855, but without the one. And so I tried it today thinking, oh, I better try a one.
Oh,
so that's how I got you.
Okay.
But I don't want to get any more of the product because the initial order did not work.
Yes, sir. Okay. So let's see here. So we can get that canceled out. A quick question here, sir. Would you be interested in a 50% discount on future product?
No, if it were the same, then no, I wouldn't, because like I say, it didn't work.
Yes,
and
sir.
So I just wanted to cancel anything that might come.
Okay, not a problem. All right, and so, sir, let's see here. We can get that canceled. So looks like there were a couple of decline charges where they have been attempting to bill you for those products that you had received during the trial. Sir, I have to inform you, I'm closing out this account, but those charges of $92.90 and $91.89. It states here that they will go to a collection because they were declined. But it also states that you could opt in the 80% program to, excuse me, remove that collection for $17.99. Let's see here.
So pay $17.99 to get 80% back. That would not or cancel. That we're saying.
Yes, sir. It'll cancel the those charges from going to collections.
Now I didn't receive. All there was the charge coming through to my debit card. There was no paperwork on it.
Well, that's because you have received those products already, sir. What you had already received in the... Okay, sir, the products that you had paid shipping and handling for, you didn't pay for those products. You just paid shipping and handling. So it was kind of pay shipping and handling to try the products up front without paying for a trial period. And once there was no cancellation within the trial period, then you paid for the products that you had already received just to try for that trial period. So when you were billed, when they have been trying to bill you, they have been trying to bill you for those products that you just paid the shipping and handling for to try.
But I never received anything saying you now owe us the 99 or 89, something like that. It was
yes,
just
sir. Well, it states
money,
that though. Yes, sir. It states that the terms and conditions were listed where you placed this order, along with the privacy policy and the ingredients of those products.
that's the trick thing is that I read through everything, you know, on the ordering process, and there was nothing in there about that.
Yes, sir. It would have been a link at the very bottom, along with the privacy policy and the ingredients of those products.
Wow. But nothing. Okay. But instead of just billing me for that much money, I didn't receive anything telling me what they were billing me for.
That's because it was listed.
Some kind of a bill for a product you've ordered, no matter what it is, and then it shows the amount that you have to pay. And I didn't receive anything like that. What were the charges for the two products?
$91.89, sir, and $92.90. They've attempted to bill you that twice. Those are the charges that will go to collections.
Okay, and what are the companies involved in those two? I tried to get some information, and somebody gave me Muscle Trans, and they gave me for the other one Wonderful Slim.
No.
Is that correct? Either one of those correct?
That's their billing code, but the products. Let's see here. The products you had was the test on for the company Testonics.
Okay, Testonics.
Yes, Testonics.
Test. Well, see, and that's a new one. I mean, that was. That name was nowhere at any time. Do you work for Testonics?
We're third-party customer support. That is one of the companies that we do handle accounts for, sir.
Okay. I'm just saying. Now, will I receive any paperwork from them showing me what the two charges are actually for?
Yes, sir. You should have received emails as well when these orders shipped out.
Never got that. Never got an email. Never got anything in the mail at all. Now, would it come showing Testonics, or what would it? Because I open up.
It'll say order confirmation, or thank you for your order. Order confirmation.
No, couldn't get anything like that at all. Because what I do a lot of stuff, especially with companies like Amazon. So I'm used to watching things like that when it says, you know, an order coming or anticipate the order or, excuse me, you know, those kind of things. So,
right. Did you check your spam junk folder?
Take what?
Did you check your spam and junk folder?
Yes.
Okay.
Because I get a lot of emails for a lot of different things, and I've done that more seriously during the past year than any time in my life. But I would have caught it and seen it. So can they send that to me again, or what? Let's see. I don't want to pay any of that, but you're saying they're going to send a collection if I don't. So if I pay $17.99, and then 80% of that will be taken care of, and I'd only be paying 20%. Is that right?
Right. You'll only be paying the $17.99 to cancel out those charges being sent to collections to pay full price. The $17.99 cancels that out. Cancels out the products from going to collections.
Okay, and then there wouldn't be any other charges after that or anything
that
else?
That is correct. That's correct.
And then would I receive any kind of notification from you as a third party or from them?
Yes, sir. You should receive a confirmation, a cancellation email.
What? Exactly. Yep. So I would get that?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So how do I pay the $17.99?
Let's see here. Give me one moment. Let me see real quick.
Okay. All right. Thank you, by the way.
Oh, sir, you're quite welcome. Just give me one moment.
Are you getting all this? Thank you very much. Okay, let's see here. When I get off your phone, I'll tell you all about this. What's the matter? You okay? Janessa, you still there?
Yes, sir, I'm here.
Okay. Yeah, I moved the phone over a little bit, and it went black,
yes,
but it just I had to hit it again to bring the light up.
Yes, sir, I'm still here. One moment, sir.
Okay, thank you.
All right, sir. So what I was doing was getting that charge waived here for you. So we're going to cancel it all the way out. You don't have to worry about paying that $17.99 fee.
Oh, yeah.
And you don't have to worry about it going to collections. It's all been canceled out. I'm going to get an email.
Is there a cancellation number or something that I can, sir.
I can give you a cancellation number. Yes, sir.
Okay.
All right, that number is here. It is 29820.
29820?
Yes, sir, 29820. And that's your cancellation confirmation number. And so nothing else will be charged or billed to you. This account has been closed and canceled.
Well, you are so nice. Now,
You're quite welcome.
If there's any problem, if I do receive something from somebody, should I call your third-party number like I did this first time?
Yes, sir. Correct. If you receive any charges past today, of course you would give us a call back at that number and we can take care of anything. But this has been canceled out, so you shouldn't have to worry about anything.
Janessa, you are an angel. Thank you.
You're quite welcome, sir, and I do thank you for contacting customer support. I hope you enjoy the rest of your evening.
Oh, thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.